Two men are walking up a spiral staircase side by side. One of them, the taller of the pair, is a defective who only speaks in a series of non-syllabic grunts. The other man, who is of much shorter stature, runs his mouth constantly. His lips are always in motion. Sometimes they move when his mouth makes no sound at all. The defective is wearing a paisley dress shirt, blue tweed pants, and a pair of measuring tape suspenders. If you saw him walking down a street, you would say, "That man looks ridiculous," and you would be correct. The shorter man wears workman slacks and a uniform shirt. His clothes are very clean, possibly too clean. They are riddled with creases, as though he just removed them from packaging and put them on without so much as even ironing them. The pair walk step after step up the spiral staircase. The defective is grumbling, numbers presumably, after each step is touched. The grunts bear little, if any, resemblance to speech. They come out exactly like farts and sometimes just as memorable. The shorter man begins a monologue of sorts. It goes like this.
I remember the sheep in the wintertime on the farm the most. It'd get real cold at night. Dad, Jimmy, and me, we'd have to bundle up and walk outside and guide the sheep to the barns to stay warm. They'd baa and so forth, and we'd be pointing them along and herding them to the big wooden barn doors. After we got all of them inside the pen, Jimmy and me, we'd stretch out and go to sleep right on the barn floor in the pen. We'd stay all bundled up in our coats and warm clothes and curl up right next to a few sheep and go to sleep. Jesus, I really miss those days.
The defective grunts. The pair's heels click down in time on the steps in perfect rhythm as they continue to spiral up the staircase. They are moving up. They are making progress. The defective sneezes and explodes snot across his face in a spitty, gooey display of gruesomeness. He wipes the snot away, but only succeeds in smearing it around a great deal. He grunts loudly and stops walking up the stairs. The shorter man stops walking, too. The defective bends down a little bit while the shorter man removes a handkerchief from his pocket. He wipes the offending mess from the defective's face. The defective smiles. Satisfied and clean, they continue to spiral the stairs.
First job I ever had was as a paper boy,
says the shorter man.
I carried those papers all on my own. I knew my route with my eyes closed, and to this day still walk it in my dreams. I remember one day, though, in a winter it was, stands out above all the other days on that job. I'd stopped off at this vicar's house. What the hell is a vicar, anyway? I don't remember what it was. Lutheran, Methodist, Catholic? Do Catholics have vicars? I'm not sure. Anyway, it was this vicar's house. A real stern fellow, if you know what I mean. He also had this dog. A German shepherd. Big gray bitch. Don't look at me like that, that's what they call him. Anyway, the dog's sitting on the front porch as I walk past the house to drop off the paper. I lift my arm to toss the paper to the porch, and the moment my arm drops, the dog leaps off the porch and wraps her muzzle around my snow-booted ankle. Damn thing just wouldn't let go. I stood there and watched. My boots provided insulation from the dog's teeth. Just too confused to know what to do next. Right then, one of the vicar's sons saw what was going on and ran over towards me and the dog with a snow shovel and thumped her across the skull. The dog ran off. I got a big Christmas tip from those folks a month later. I wonder if that was because of the dog. I don't know. Hell, I didn't think about it. I just went back to work and walked on.
The defective nods and grunts approvingly. He is a big, beautiful, bashful creature. He smiles ear to ear and blurts out incoherent noise. The shorter man grins, too. They continue their ascent up the stairs. The spiral climbs higher and higher. They've walked many floors already, and the end still seems miles away. Every new step is a small turn in another direction. The defective, feeling dizzy, slows slightly. The shorter man keeps pace alongside and lets loose another solo.
I remember when our collie dog died. Her name was Lucy. Dad thought it was very important that Jimmy and me understand how life and death works. He couldn't stand the thought that anyone would tell their kids that their beloved dog was headed off to some farm to run around and enjoy wide open spaces. He didn't ever want us to maintain such ludicrous fantasies. He wanted us to know cold, hard reality. He marched Jimmy and me with Lucy in tow in a wagon out behind the barn. He told us to say goodbye and whatnot to Lucy. So we hugged her and pet her our respective last times, and then Dad screamed, "Get out of the way," and popped her with shotgun shells. Jesus Christ Almighty, she got spread all around the back of the barn. I ain't never seen so much gore in my entire life. Poor Lucy. That was my first experience with sending an animal to the farm.
The stairs stop. The defective and the shorter man stand on a small platform at the top of the staircase. The skies surround them, and they are totally cloudless. The stars shine brightly and fill the sky. The defective's eyes are wide like dinner plates. He nods slowly, gurgles out a noise, then leaps over the edge. He falls forever. He falls until he is just a tiny speck, scarcely noticeable to the human eye, and disappears. He continues to fall even past that.